T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Somebody said if only we could get the NYPD to ride the trains like this every day, then maybe we could all breathe a lot easier when we get on the trains. Yeah, they had NYPD chiefs on every subway train in the city today in a ride-along designed to give them a clear view of what strap hangers are dealing with, what they're saying, and what they want to fix what ails the rails. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa in a ride-along with them.
I went along for the ride with Deputy Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry, who sat down alongside Nessa, having a conversation about what she'd like to see in the subway.
And maybe more plain clothes.
Plain clothes?
Yeah, I mean, the uniform is a little makes me feel a little uneasy.
This man worried about people who are armed.
That killers around me, people that got whose knives, you know, common weapons.
But he says he's reassured when he sees a uniformed presence on the train. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The chiefs will take all their findings back to One Police Plaza, figure out a way to address some of the more common concerns. I love the guy who says, there's killers all around us. The NYPD says, truth be told, there's been only a minimal number of incidents. We're talking like 6 system-wide each month. But because they've been so brazen and so crazy, folks feel uneasy, you know, about riding the trains. And they say, we get that. We get it. An update now on a gruesome story we told you about. A lady found dead in a duffel bag inside an apartment in Kips Bay last week. Now it looks like the suspects were squatters who were staying at the apartment, which belonged to the victim's late mother. Police believe the woman, a 52-year-old Nadia Vitel, came to the apartment to get it set up. And she's met face-to-face with the squatters, a man and a woman, and then allegedly attacked and ultimately killed. Cops are still looking for suspects. The owner and manager of a famous New York pizzeria, meantime, has been hit with charges today for allegedly stealing thousands of dollars in wages from workers. Newsman Mac Rosenberg joining us live with the details. Mac, they say they couldn't get their piece of the pie, huh? What's going on with that?
Yeah, Larry, and this was totaling, prosecutors say, over $20,000 in wages over the course of 6 years. 7 employees involved in this, and there is a belief among prosecutors that there could be more victims. Anthony Piscina and Frank Santora, they're charged with scheming to defraud and failure to pay wages. Prosecutors say the two men would give workers checks that bounced. They promised meetings with workers to pay wages and then never showed up to those meetings. And in one employee's case, he says he was offered $10 an hour, and that is way below minimum wage. And it doesn't really seem like Piscina, the owner, or Santora, the manager, really cared about what was happening, texting a former employee who threatened legal action and saying, I've got 3 complaints on me. The state is not going to do a thing. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live in Lower Manhattan.
Well, thanks to you for that, Matt. This is Grimaldi's Pizzeria in the Flatiron District, by the way, everybody. We'll continue to monitor developments on that. Well, the city's lifestyle medicine program now in all 5 boroughs, with the unveiling of a new site in the South Bronx today. The program connecting New Yorkers with experts and resources. The goal is to teach them healthy lifestyle habits to help prevent and treat common chronic health conditions, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, the usual, heart disease. Mayor Adams says the programming includes diet resources and dispels the myth that healthy food can't also taste good.
Food must be good for you. It must look good to you. And it has to taste good. No one is going to stay on any form of eating regimen if it is not something that they enjoy.
This from the man eating those bean sprouts. We know, Mayor, with the addition of the new site at Lincoln Hospital, I'm going to get in trouble for that one. His office, the mayor's office, says the program will serve nearly 4,000 patients across the city. Not a bad deal at all, actually. Super affordable air carrier Frontier Airlines coming to JFK for the first time with twice daily service to San Juan, Puerto Rico. The airline also announcing that it's returning to Newark Liberty after 2 years. Similar service to the Puerto Rico capital. The new service at Kennedy will start on June 6th. Frontier's listing the intro fare. What is this? $59? You got to book before midnight next Monday. Oh, you got to book before midnight next Monday to get that $59, that fare. They're running the same deal for Newark Liberty, which will begin the trips on June the 27th. Also today, a senior advisor to Mayor Adams has been sued now for sexual harassment. A recently retired NYPD sergeant, Roxanne Ludeman, is accusing Timothy Pearson of repeatedly touching her inappropriately and asking her sexually suggestive questions, and then allegedly blocked her from being promoted when she denied his advances. Her lawyer, John Scola, telling 1010 Winds his client was ultimately forced out of the NYPD because of Pearson's actions.
Her record was impeccable. Her work ethic was impeccable. She was an asset to the NYPD, the city of New York, and really everybody here, all the civilians that live here. It's a real shame that her career was ended by this predator in City Hall.
Pearson is a former NYPD inspector and works for the City Economic Development Corporation. City Hall responded in a statement that Pearson has had a long, distinguished career keeping New Yorkers safe, going on to say that they'll review the lawsuit, but they previously tried to investigate the allegations, saying the person bringing the lawsuit was uncooperative, so her claims were not substantiated. Two little boys fighting for their lives today after they were critically hurt in an apartment fire in Washington Heights last night.
Firefighters racing here in the middle of the night, 175th and Audubon. The fire contained to this fifth-floor apartment with many children inside. The 1 and 2-year-olds removed in critical condition, both with smoke inhalation and burns as they fight for their lives. 2 9-year-old girls were also injured, as was a 29-year-old woman inside that apartment at the time. Next-door neighbor Jessely Molina tried to bring one of the 9-year-old girls down the stairs.
She was telling everybody around her. She was telling me, like, hey, my brother's in there. You got to save my brother. He's in there. And I was like, you got to come downstairs with me. And that's when I called 911, and I was leading her downstairs and knocking on everybody's door while I was speaking to 911. It was terrifying.
What led to the fire, still under investigation. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Washington Heights.
It's just heartbreaking to hear about those babies getting hurt like that. Hope they pull through okay. Ahead of the Mets opening day next week, we're getting a sneak peek today of all the snazzy new stuff in the food that Citi Field will have to offer.
There's a lot of excitement here at Citi Field for the new season, and Mets fans will notice a lot of changes, which VP M. Scott Havens hopes everyone will enjoy.
Providing an amazing experience here.
Baseball's largest scoreboard is now an LED, as well as the ribbons around the stadium. The lights as well, which can now change colors and in patterns. Senior VP for Tech, Oscar Fernandez, says there are more screens around the stadium.
And just here at Citi Field, our new anamorphic 3D corner LED board.
And what's old will be new again this year, says Senior VP Jake By.
Something that we are bringing back, our afternoon Saturday game.
Darius Ranci is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at Citi Field.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.